The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter. The tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that it was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so, I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
Good morning. Come on up. I hope everybody had a good week. All right. Everybody doing okay? Good. Yep. I like that. So, come on up. But we got one more coming. All right. Got a couple of questions to throw at you today. Okay. Have you ever lost a pet before, an animal? Have you had it? Or maybe you've seen something like this up on the posts and the windows, where somebody else has lost an animal.
I see that poster which had a missing cat.
Had a missing cat, yeah. Now this one's got a reward on it for $3,000. Evidently they're very interested in finding that animal, right? Well, in our gospel lesson today, there's lost. There's something lost. And we're talking about sheep, and we're also talking about a coin, because it's also there. But who do you think the sheep and the coin might be? Jesus? You know what? That's actually a good answer. And I'll tell you why in just a second, but I'm looking for another answer too. Who is the lost sheep or the lost coin? No, the shepherd's the one going to find us. How about you and me? Can we be the lost sheep every once in a while? If we think that Jesus is our good shepherd, okay, and he is a good shepherd for us, sometimes we are like the sheep. We forget and we stray and go away. Okay? And we get lost. But remember he said, Jesus, when we get lost, guess what we lose? We lose Jesus. So there's actually kind of two people lost there. Okay? Now, Jesus, though, if we were to do this, and you were to put your picture there, what kind of reward do you think he would put on the bottom? $10? $30? How about, I bet he would leave it blank. You know why? Because he would think that you're priceless. He would think that you don't have a cost, that he would go out and find you no matter what. And you know why? Here's a homework assignment for you. In the first lesson today in Ezekiel, I counted something. I counted the word I 19 times. Now that seems like a lot, but even more, that's 19 times in 13 verses that the word I is used. And it says, "I will seek the lost and I will bring back the strayed. That's pretty solid words. It's almost like he's shouting it. I will bring back. I will find. He's going to find you. Now, we also talked about us losing him. What kind of reward would we put to find him? Would it be as priceless as the one he uses to find us? And here's the best part. He says, when he finds us, guess what? I'm going to rejoice and we're going to have a party. Isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah.
And isn't it nice to know that we have a place here where we come and find him, where we come and learn about him? Because if he leaves the other 99, why would he do that? Because he has faith and trust in us to listen to his word here, to listen to his guidance here, and be here for the party when he brings that other one back. That's a pretty special thing, isn't it? So let's pray. Guys, join me, would you please, in prayer? Thank you very much, dear Heavenly Father, for your love and for your wonderful promise that you're going to find us no matter what, that we are the most valuable thing in your life. Thank you so much for all your love and your grace. Amen. Now, I've got posters for you. So you got two homeworks. The first homework is, I want you to go back and look at that first lesson and see if I counted right. Count how many eyes you find, okay? And then I want you to put your face on there and hang it in your room and remind yourself that Jesus thinks you're priceless, okay? So here we go, and I hope you have a good day, okay? Come get one as you go back.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Little Teddy Nelson had a reputation of wandering off from around his house. Think back in the 1950s of what life was like. It was time before air conditioning, small town, middle of summer, it'd be dusty, it'd be hot. The town itself was just kind of dragging along. People didn't get up and move unless they really needed to because there's just no energy around. And in the middle of the afternoon, the fire siren goes off, but it goes off in a continuous ring. Now, people understood that, yeah, at noontime, the fire whistle would go or the siren would go off, and it'd go off one time. Let everybody know, hey, it's time for lunch. And then it would go off again at 6 o'clock and said, hey, everybody go home, have supper. And then they knew what it would sound like for a fire to call all the volunteer fire department back up to the station. But this was the middle of the afternoon, and it was continuous. That usually meant that there was bad weather, either a tornado alert coming through or maybe a huge fire out somewhere in the pasture that everybody needs to be aware of the danger that's happening or flooding possibilities happening around town. But the weather was good. There was no smoke to be seen. So what's going on with this continuous ring of the siren? Telephones started buzzing, and people learned that little Teddy had gotten lost, that he hadn't shown up for 3 hours. His parents were worried. And everybody then started to get very concerned and wanted to join in on the search. So businesses closed down. Somebody sitting in the barber shop got up before he could finish the haircut. The barber went out. Preparation for supper was delayed. And people went out and started looking for little Teddy to find out where he was, make sure he wasn't hurt. We don't know who little Teddy was. Many of us don't know the 1950s. Maybe you do remember the 50s, and many of us don't. But we do know what it feels like to be lost. Maybe you remember a time in your childhood where you were actually lost, or maybe you remember losing a child at some point, not knowing exactly where they were and being worried about them. Or sometimes we just simply get lost in our lives. And that, we think about being spiritually lost sometimes, that we just seem to be wandering, not having a direction, not knowing where we're going, or not knowing where we're going, but not knowing where we are at this time. And so a lot of times we think of the lost as those who are the bad people, the criminals, the convicts, the rapists, the child molesters, those who are thieves, drug addicts, alcoholics. We think of those as being lost people. And yeah, to a certain extent, they are lost because they have lost direction in life. But being lost is not just tied to the bad people. It is also us as well. We find times in our lives where we just feel lost, feel like we've lost our direction. We feel like there should be more to life, that somewhere's in there we've gotten off track. The good news for us is that Jesus is the finder. We just read a couple of stories today, or he told a couple of parables of the one lost sheep where the shepherd goes out and tracks down the sheep. Or the woman who lost the coin and turns her house upside down looking for that one coin. We get lost at times. And people get lost for different reasons. For one reason may be that they are fiercely independent people. They will not listen to anyone else. They will not ask for help from anyone else. They do it all on their own. They are in charge. And they just simply don't listen. And as that starts to happen then, they don't always get their decisions right, and life around them crumbles. Or they push other people away, and their life crumbles. Their life gets to become miserable because there's nobody else who will talk to them anymore because they won't listen. The relationships are broken, and they are lost. There's people who are lost just simply because they're angry. Maybe they got angry at the church, something that the pastor said, or maybe something that another member said. And maybe even it was within joking. Somebody else was joking with them and they took it the wrong way. They become angry, or they think the church ought to be doing something else than what they're doing. And they become angry, and not only angry with the church, they get angry with God. And they push God away. Or sometimes people just get fed up. They say, if I had all this stuff crammed down me when I was a child, I don't need any more of it. Or they get angry with God because of a crisis in their life. And they say, where were you, God? How come you abandoned me in the midst of this crisis? And they are lost. They become lost. They wander away. Others are lost just simply because they don't even know it. Oh, I believe in God. But life gets in the way. Work, home, family, entertainment, hobbies, just other activities, need to relax. They find all sorts of other things to be doing rather than actually spending time with God, either in worship or at home, reading scriptures, study, prayer. None of that happens anymore, and they become lost. They become directionless in life. Other people become lost because they listen to the wrong voices. The voices of lies. The voices of society that's saying, no, 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 you're wrong. You have to do it this way. The voices of good-intentioned friends who are off track. The voices of politicians who may be off track. We listen to voices a lot of times that lead us in the wrong directions. Are those voices that say, go ahead and do it. It's not going to hurt anybody. Go ahead and do it. It's your own life. You can make your own decisions. We listen to those voices rather than listening to God, and we become lost. And the good news today is that Christ finds us. Christ is looking for us. The Holy Spirit is working on us to call us back into God's presence, to call us back on track so that we are no longer lost. You know, when a child gets lost, or if we go out a lot of times, we try to train our children and we tell them, if you get lost in this crowd, or if you get lost at this shopping mall, or if you get lost while we are out there in nature, what we need you to do is just stop and stay where you are, and we will come back and find you. And that's true with our faith as well then too. That's true with our relationship with God. God says, just be still. Stop. Don't go wandering off. Just stop where you are and I will come find you. Christ is always looking for us. He's always looking to bring us back into his fold, to bring us back to where we belong, to bring us back on track to follow him. Little Teddy knew that he was lost. He knew he did not know which direction to go home. He had wandered around through some brush, and then he ended up in a cornfield, and he got turned around. He didn't know which way to go home. He was scared. He was tired. And he just eventually laid down, and he went to sleep. And that's when he was found, because he was right there. And all the people out searching were going through the fields and through the pastures and through the brush looking for little Teddy. And they found him. And when they found him and he was restored to his parents, there was such joy. There was such happiness that he was not injured. Yes, he was a little bit dehydrated and he was dirty and he was hungry, but he was found and he was safe once again. And the town celebrated and the family celebrated because little Teddy had been found. When a sinner is found, as our scripture says, there is great rejoicing in heaven. When there is somebody who has been found and is brought back to the fold, there is great rejoicing. God wants us back. God wants us in his care. He created us as his children. He does not want to lose his own children. And so he calls, he searches, and he finds us and brings us home. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.